More on that later in the program, but first, the New York Times, Der Spiegel, The Guardian and El País have all slammed WikiLeaks for publishing leaked US diplomatic cables completely unedited. The nearly 250,000 classified documents had already emerged on the internet before WikiLeaks announced the publishing on Friday. It was a security lapse that could damage the whistleblower's credibility for good. Deutsche Welle's Gabriel Borat has this report.
From its Twitter account Friday, WikiLeaks asked its followers whether it should publish the unredacted cables. The results came back almost unanimous. 99% said yes, 1% said no. The response from the global media partners who helped the whistleblower site make its name last year, however, was also unanimous. Every outlet condemned the action, which they said posed a threat to the cable's confidential sources and compromised anti-terror missions around the globe. But the initial publishing of the unedited cables wasn't planned by WikiLeaks. It came after a massive security mishap, which some see as a damaging embarrassment for the anti-secrecy platform.
I think they have lost a lot of credibility. It's just something that, you know, must not happen. It's an amateur mistake, and it's really, it even looks very, very stupid. You know, everything else would have been not that embarrassing.
That's Linus Neumann of the German NGO Digitale Gesellschaft, who sees the most serious consequence of the security lapse in the message it sends about whistleblowers. When Julian Assange introduced WikiLeaks last year, he called it the first intelligence agency of the people. But this new scandal has Assange, his former spokesman, and David Lee of the Guardian newspaper fighting over who's to blame. Neumann says it will be hard to trust the platform in the future.
For whistleblowers, this distinction whose fault it is, and maybe it's his fault more than it was his fault. Nobody's going to care about this. The file is out there. It was not supposed to happen. The reason you send files to WikiLeaks is because you want them to be redacted or published or whatever the, whatever you want, but you don't want the platform to have any security issues. So the damage is probably quite big.
But all criticism aside, this is far from the end of whistleblower websites, says Neumann.
The one point of failure in all cryptology and computer security is not really the technical aspect. The way more common point of failure is the human aspect, and that's what we have to learn now, that you have to rely and trust the person, and then people will decide whom they trust to hand in their documents to.
Guido Strack of the German organization Whistleblower Network says that the personal side of such platforms brings with it an inexorable danger.
We have a situation where documents have to be analyzed. On the one hand, the person that leaks them is revealed, but at the same time, you also have the informants. And this information, these names, have to be taken out of the documents. And these are people that take care of this, and this is a potential danger. If this isn't done sensibly, you're faced with a situation like the one currently facing WikiLeaks.
Strack says that the damage caused by WikiLeaks in the end is not irreparable. Far from it. It much rather sheds light on the danger of such platforms, a danger that must be remedied in order to re-earn the trust of whistleblowers in the future. Gabriel Borut, Deutsche Welle Radio.